Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. It's 9/11, so I know that there are some of you who have had some trauma related to that particular date, as I am recording this in the United States, and I'm well aware of that particular date. As we go forward today, I just want you to know that you are loved and you are seen, and that God loves to heal the traumatized. And so know that He loves you, He sees you, and He knows what you've walked through, whether it has to do with 9/11 or anything else. So today, we just finished 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. And so before we go back to the Old Testament, we're going to read the book of Jude, and it will take us 2 days. So today I'm going to read Jude verses 1 through 15, and tomorrow I will finish this book. And we're in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. This is what it says. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, who are beloved in God the Father and kept safe for Jesus Christ, may mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance. Beloved, while eagerly preparing to write to you about the salvation we share, I find it necessary to write and appeal to you to contend for the faith that was once and for all entrusted to the saints. For certain intruders have stolen in among you, people who long ago were designated for this condemnation as ungodly, who pervert the grace of our God into licentiousness and deny our only Master and our Lord, Jesus Christ. Now, I desire to remind you, though, that you are fully informed that the Lord, who once for all saved a people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe, and the angels who did not keep their own position but left their proper dwelling, he has kept in eternal chains in deepest darkness for the judgment of the great day. Likewise, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which in the same manner as they indulged in sexual immorality and pursued unnatural lust, serve as an example by undergoing a punishment of eternal fire. Yet in the same way, these dreamers also defile the flesh, reject authority, and slander the glorious ones. But when the archangel Michael contended with the devil and disputed about the body of Moses, he did not dare bring a condemnation of slander against him, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." But these people slander whatever they do not understand, and they are destroyed by those things that, like irrational animals, they know by instinct. Woe to them! For they go the way of Cain and abandon themselves to Balaam's error for the sake of gain and perish in Korah's rebellion. These are blemishes on your love feasts. While they feast with you without fear, feeding themselves, they are waterless clouds carried along by the winds, autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, uprooted, wild waves of the sea casting up the foam of their own shame, wandering stars for whom the deepest darkness has been reserved forever. It was also about these that Enoch, in the seventh generation from Adam, prophesied, saying, "See, the Lord is coming with 10,000s of his holy ones to execute judgment on all and to convict everyone of all the deeds of ungodliness that they have committed in such an ungodly way, and all of the harsh things that ungodly sinners have spoken against him." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this moment to really think through what it means to follow you in difficult times. And here in the book of Jude, we see these false prophets, or these people who are basically in and among the flock in the love feast, and yet they are not of you, Lord. So I pray for discernment today. I pray that you would help us to find and see and be wary of and escape from those who are wolves in sheep's clothing, Lord. We don't want to be a haven for false teachers. We want to understand truth from error. And so, Lord, we pray you would shed light on our own situation where maybe we're trying to determine that. And I know that you love to show us what the truth is and how to walk in that truth. Lord, I do pray for the person listening today that mercy, peace, and love would be theirs in abundance, that this day would be full of recognition and gratitude of what you have done. Lord, it's easy for us to look at this negative world, and especially on a day like today where we're remembering a difficult day, we can see the evil so easily, and it's hard to really discern the righteousness that is out there. But you promise in 1 Corinthians 13 that love rejoices with the truth. And so, Lord, today I pray that you would help us to search for it, find it, celebrate it, and emulate the truth. And the truth is that you love your children and you're coming for us and that you are for us, not against us, and that you carry our burdens and that you will not leave us nor forsake us. And you will be with us to the very end of the age, even when there's violence, even when trauma abounds, even when evil people seem to be getting away with things, even when there are false prophets. But Lord, you are on your throne, and we trust in you, and we rest in you, and we stand in you on the bedrock truth of your love for us. And we rest in that today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Wow, I'm grateful for you, and I commend you again, and I often do this at the end of the episode, but I just commend you for taking time out of your life to hear the Word of God, even complex passages like this from Jude, and to be prayed for. And it's my sincere prayer that you would love the Bible well and have a robust prayer life.